recognize what they forget to tell you. Episode, what,
53. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, because 52, last week you gave me that whole thing about how it was a year.
Mathematician. Okay, 53.
Yeah. So it's 52. It's a year. Just
saying. Hi, Karen.
Hi, everyone. We're going to be really quick today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, very quick.
Very quick.
Today, Catherine was supposed to come on, but we might do a podcast on Sunday. I'm not sure, because that's when she's available. She wasn't available today.
Rinkside.
Oh. Okay.
At the game?
Yeah, she's hockey.
So jealous.
Not the game. Her kids play hockey.
Oh.
Okay, so we have to stay on topic.
Okay,
cause
stay on topic. You're stressed.
Yeah, I'm very stressed today.
Why are you stressed?
Because this morning my mom woke up, she had a hard time waking up. So it was one of those kind of like panic moments of, is this it?
Is
it happening? So that's what I woke up to this morning.
But now, what was the last report on mom?
Same. Status quo.
Status quo now.
Yeah.
That's okay. But that's hard, right? Because we were just talking about how there's just no predictability with this illness, right? There's that expectation that things are supposed to work a certain way. If our loved ones are in palliative, we expect...
You have to speak
that,
up.
Sorry. If they're in palliative, we expect that it's supposed to be something that might be done swiftly or quickly. Or when they're doing really well, like I remember with my dad, they were always like, oh, he's... Other than his, like, speech and everything, physically he was healthy as a horse or an ox or whatever, and he went quickly.
Right.
And so there's never really that predictability. And predictability gives us safety, right? So we're constantly, or at least for you, it's constantly wondering, and that's...
If it's today.
Yeah.
Yep. So, I don't know, it's the angst, right? Like, every day, it's not every day, because it's not every day, like, I wake up and I just think, is today the day? But I mean, it's always there.
Yeah.
It's like, it won't go away until, I guess, it's final.
Yeah.
And November marks 3 years that my mom was admitted into palliative. And for people who don't know, because I got asked that question, a friend of mine was visiting, and he was like, oh, he didn't realize my mom is here with me. Like, because when you say palliative, I think people just assume that the person is in a facility or like hospice, but my mom is still with me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't like feeling that way. Like I don't know about you, but I don't like feeling just not knowing, like that uncertainty all the time. It's just uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable way to kind of wake up, like you said, this morning. And then, you know.
Well, like you don't get to prepare, like you're constantly preparing.
Right.
So it's like, I don't get to prepare, like, okay, well, she has a few days or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And... with my mom, because she suffers from seizures, she could potentially just have a seizure, and then that will get...
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like... It might not follow the normal steps of you stop swallowing, like, the progressive steps.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this morning, she's never really woke up non-responsive. Like, couldn't wake her up. But anyways, she's fine now.
Well, that's good though, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like that happened this morning, and you still seem stressed. So we carry it with us. I think that's one of the things about, like, when it comes to...
No.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't get to catch my breath.
I mean, we carry it throughout the day. It's something that kind of sits with us all day. Even though
you don't know
okay.
what to do. You don't know what to do. Like, it's like I get up. Okay, well, I have things to do. I have to. And then it's like, okay, go about your day, but it's still waiting. I'm waiting for that call. I don't know. Yes, very stressful.
But she's doing okay right now. So
yeah.
All we have to do is kind of, at this point, hope that tomorrow is a different day. Right?
She's just getting weaker and weaker. Like, how much more longer, you know? Like, it's just, I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I am kind of stressed. I'm not my normal jovial self.
Oh, God, that was the word I was going to say. It was, I promise. It was totally jovial. But the beanie sales are on their way, so that's good. Like, we sold a few.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So that's a good.
The orders went in, so if you still want a beanie, we can't guarantee that we'll be here for Christmas, but you could still order.
Okay.
And like the foundation, I put the link there. Would appreciate if, you know, you can donate. I found out, I didn't know this, but you could put in your own amount, like Chuffed, Brit, the platform it's listed on. You can put in, you don't have to put in what they recommend. You can change it. Like, it's up to you. It's voluntary.
Oh, good.
On what you want to put in.
$2?
Yep.
And 53 cents.
You can, whatever. A dollar. Nothing. You could choose nothing. It's voluntary.
71.
Why are you, what, cents. What's happening?
I can count on my coin. No?
Okay.
Never mind.
All right.
So we were going to keep it quick today.
Yeah, because
it was a rough day.
Also, we could talk about that.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
My uncle's coming to visit my mom today.
Mm-hmm.
So prior...
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Prior to him visiting today, kind of had to say, I had to prepare him on what he will see. Particularly, I don't really let too many people come and visit my mom because I'm sure she would not want to be seen the way she looks right now. But, you know, he's came all the way from Trinidad and it's his wish to see his sister. So I obviously have no issues with him coming to see my mom, but I had to prepare him so that he doesn't feel shocked, because my mom does not look anything like she used to. This disease completely transforms your whole facial features.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to watch, to be honest. But especially for someone who hasn't seen her in a,
mm-hmm.
and my uncle hasn't in a long time.
How many years do you think it's been?
Well, definitely 17 for sure, because my dad passed away 17 years ago. So for sure it has to be 17 years
mm-hmm.
that he hasn't seen her. And it's completely, she looks completely different.
Right. Do you have a script?
Of what?
Like, of what you would say to somebody. Like, have you ever thought about, like, do you say, like, what do you say to somebody that's about to go see your mom or visit your mom in a long time?
Well,
like, whether, like, what do you...
There are people who've asked, and, like, I'm just saying this out loud because I don't want people to think, like, I'm being antisocial, but, like, some of her friends, you know, have asked, can I come and visit? And it's not, it's hard to say no,
yeah.
But I have to say no, because I know for a fact my mom would not want to be remembered this way. So, and it's hard on me sometimes, like, you know, and I know people mean well, so this is just getting it out. Like,
yeah.
People mean very well. I appreciate people wanting to come see my mom, but it's really hard on me. To be honest, like,
well, you have to see their reaction too,
and it's
right?
I have to go through the whole thing over and over, right? Like, I have
yeah.
to explain, like, you know, like, and it's just, I'd rather not talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I say that as I do a podcast,
yeah,
but
no.
I mean, I'd rather not continuously talk about it, and I don't want sympathy, so it's just, it's not, it's, I don't know.
But it's also a hard, like, it's a hard situation to be in, because as a caregiver, this, like, you're feeling stressed on a daily basis, right? And then, I don't know about you, but I just remember when people would come and visit my dad. So by the end of my dad's life, he was in a wheelchair, he was in a diaper, he always had this, like, really heavy kind of bib on, because he would spit, and, like, in that. But anyways, like, I just remember almost having to comfort people after they see him.
Well,
because they were so upset. And then it's like, why am I comforting?
But it's
how am I in that position?
It's at least different for you, because it's in a facility.
Yes.
I have to entertain you in my own home.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm still here. So, like, it's different for
yeah.
me. It's just, it's very difficult for me. I'm just being honest. And I know my mom, like, she really prided herself on, she was always put together.
Yeah.
She was always, she was very conscious about her looks. And there's no way she would want people to see her like this.
Mm.
Like, I wouldn't, if it was me, I wouldn't want anyone to see me like that.
Right.
So.
It is important to respect.
Yeah, Karen said that. It's important to respect. It is. And even though they can't articulate their wishes, obviously now, you have to remember what and how they were, how they lived, you know, when they were well. And
did you ever have that conversation with your mom, like, when she was diagnosed? Like, what
no,
would you
No, couldn't,
want?
I couldn't talk to her about it. She was in severe denial, like, when we would go to appointments and stuff, and because she was a nurse, so I guess she knew what Alzheimer's was.
Mm-hmm.
So she was always like, who has this Alzheimer's? Like, so we could not talk about it, could not plan. And then my dad was in denial for a long time too, because he was like, oh, you know, devout Catholic, we're going to pray. And, you know, okay, well, in the meantime, right? But so there was nobody, even though my brother was in Trinidad too, which he still is, but there was nobody to sit there and say, okay, like, the reality is we need to start planning.
Yeah.
But I didn't have anybody to plan with.
Right.
And then when my dad died, well, then by the time my dad kind of, like, realized, like, oh yeah, this is serious, he died. Like, he had a massive heart attack. So then,
right,
and here we are. So I don't know her wishes. I don't know. I know she didn't want to go to a nursing home. That's all I know.
Right.
She was very clear about that.
Right.
So, but other than that, I don't know anything else.
Okay. But you knew her. Like, you know her.
Yeah.
And what, you know. So
I
know
how
she
is.
Want,
I know
sure.
how she was. And I know she was very particular about a lot of things. And there is no way that she would want to be on display. Put it that way. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's, like, no way. And I, again, I'll just reiterate. Regardless, it's, I understand the concept of when someone's sick, you want to go see them. And I think that's in a different perspective. Like, I think that's for somebody who's still coherent and, like, you could ask their wishes, like, so-and-so's coming, is that okay? And then for them to give you that verbal consent. When someone doesn't have the ability to say anything, it's very difficult
yeah.
for me to just, oh yeah, sure, come and see, you know, like, no, right? So no.
Right. But this is kind of a different situation, because
my uncle's a different situation.
Yeah. You know, he's traveled a long way. Completely unrelated, but kind of related. My mom used to have this superstition where if she knew that somebody was sick, she would make it a point to make us drive to whoever it was.
You have to talk louder.
Isn't
why are
I
you
hearing it?
Well, I don't know, but why are you talking so low?
I don't know.
Like,
am I talking
like,
low?
And then you get lower, like, and that's another situation.
Am I whispering?
I don't know
is
what
it
you're
secretive?
Doing. I don't know what you're doing.
Okay, so anyways, my mom had a superstition.
Okay.
Okay. That if somebody was sick, she had to, through a blizzard and or, like, hailstorm, I had to drive her there to go visit, not to say goodbye, but so that she could tell them that when they transitioned, that they weren't allowed to visit her as a ghost.
Well, I'm pretty, yeah, that's completely unrelated.
Completely unrelated, but now I think that's what came into my head when you were talking about visiting.
No, I just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like to see my mom like that, so I don't want anyone else to see her like that.
Right.
And I don't think you want to remember her like that either.
No.
No.
Intentions are good, though.
Yes. I appreciate the intentions. It's just very hard on me.
So it's a stressful day for you all around.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And we're going to hope for a better day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we can do, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so you said we're going to keep it...
Yeah, we're keeping it short and sweet because my uncle's coming soon. She'd be, she'd already be here, but just wait.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's all.
See ya.